People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL-FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with Everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
On this episode of Don't You Know, learn about Frozen River Film Festival's partnership with Great River Shakespeare Festival this weekend and other great events with Great River Shakespeare Festival throughout the week. After that, Doug Westerman and I, Terry Tenseth, will take you through all the happenings in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original broadcast lineup through Friday. You're listening to Don't You Know. Good afternoon. It is time to have our update of what's going on in Winona. And what's going on is there's a partnership between Great River Shakespeare Festival and Frozen River Film Festival happening, and it's called Still Dreaming. Have I got it right?
Yes.
That's correct.
All right. So what is Still Dreaming and how did you two get involved with it?
Well, my name's Crystal Hagee. I'm the festival director for the Frozen River Film Festival. And I have been following this film, which is a fantastic film that follows a group of actors who live in the Lillian Booth actor home outside of New York, and it's assisted living facility, and they perform Midsummer Night's Dream. So we wanted to actually show this film as part of Great River Shakespeare Festival since I first became a Kickstarter supporter of the film 2 or 3 years ago, and it is amazing. And they finally finished their production, and they are ready to come to Winona on July 19th.
And we have Emily Kurosh from Great River Shakespeare Festival with
us.
And you're everything marketing, PR, everything.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful thing about Shakespeare is that we always say, it's for all ages, it's for all ages. Bring your kids, bring your grandparents. And I think this documentary really proves that point in a really beautiful way. And on top of that, we just love being able to partner with all of the different arts organizations in Winona, and especially Frozen River. We have been so lucky that there are so many Shakespeare-based documentaries out there that we're able to partner with them to show these at our festival, at Frozen River Film Festival in the winter, and to keep each other on everybody's radar when we're in our high or low season.
Absolutely. And another film that we partnered with Great River Shakespeare Festival a few years ago was called Shakespeare Behind Bars. And if anybody has, that's not bars as in the dessert.
Oh, wait. Yeah, when it's summer, you got to specify.
It's actually a film where they did Shakespeare with prisoners, and it was a very powerful documentary. And this is by the same directors, Jolande Spitzmiller and Hank Rogerson. They directed that film, and they went into the Lillian Bluth actor home, like I said, an assisted living facility in New York, and had the residents perform Midsummer Night's Dream. And one of the really peculiar and beautiful things about this film is that, as we know with the characters in the play itself, they struggle with perceptions of illusion and reality. We soon see that these actors, who are all over 80, mm-hmm. also have their own struggles with perceptions of illusion and reality. And that plays out in a very honest and beautiful way in this film. It's a really great, honest look at aging, creativity, mortality, and connection.
That was beautiful.
That was great. It's almost like you planned it.
That was actually a quote from Jolande Spitzmiller in her interview with the National Endowment for the Arts, which you can see if you go to our Facebook page or our Twitter, Frozen River Film. You can listen to that entire interview that the director does with the National Endowment for the Arts. It really gives a beautiful look and concise descriptions of what the film is really about and what she as the director learned by bringing Shakespeare not only to prisoners but then to retired actors and actresses who have a lifetime career in theater and production but perhaps not necessarily with Shakespeare. So even at 80, after doing productions and theater productions your entire life, you can still take your hand at Shakespeare. Probably not me, ever.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So when is this taking place and where?
We've actually switched the normal times that we show it because we wanted to allow more local folks to get in to see this because we understand that sometimes a Saturday morning at 11 a.m. is not an ideal time to come and watch a documentary. So this will be happening on Sunday, July 19th, and it will be happening at 7 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center on Winona State Campus.
What a great nightcap for the weekend.
There is. And so what you can do is go over to Lakeview Drive-In before the showing because it's Shakespeare Night at the drive-in. Wear your Shakespeare gear, show your ticket stub. I know they've got some good deals for anybody who shows up with Shakespeare stuff. And
what is Shakespeare stuff? I'm just thinking of, you know, the run, the 5K in the morning as well. And I'm thinking, what could I wear? Is there like a Shakespeare wig store in town?
You know,
that'd be awesome.
Beard.
We did make ruffs out of coffee filters at a few of our activity fairs in different places we've been this summer. So I know for a fact that you can make ruffs out of coffee filters. And I'm willing to bet that a strong percentage of Winonans have coffee filters in their house.
We don't, actually.
Well, I'll make you one.
I drink tea. Can I use tea bags?
Totally. You definitely can.
I know you can get coffee filters at the dollar store.
You can.
I know if it's for a fact.
You can.
But what else?
Well, here's the thing. So you did mention the Will Run. The 19th is actually a jam-packed day, and the whole weekend is full.
Yeah, tell me more.
So starting on that Saturday, Tim Federle, who is an amazing author for young adults, he wrote 5, 6, 7, Nate, Better Nate Than Ever. He also wrote some books for those above 21 among us, such as Tequila Mockingbird and Hickory Dackory Dock. And I know he's got a new book coming out, a new drink recipe book coming out really soon. And
are we going to have to test these out before?
I think we should. I think we should do a cocktail trial.
And then we can do the acting afterwards.
I'll be
warmed
up. It'll make
you braver. There we go. So Tim will be here speaking at our front porch event on Saturday morning, the 18th at 11. We've got shows all of that weekend, and then the morning of the 19th at 8 a.m. is the Will Run, which will be around the East Lake of Winona. It will start at the Band Shell. We've got another matinee that afternoon. There's concerts on the green that weekend, and then Lakeview Night and Still Dreaming. So it is a marathon of events.
One question is, William Shakespeare going to be at any of these events?
I just don't know. You never know. He might make an appearance.
He may make an appearance.
Well, and I have to say, if those of you among us have seen the Will Run shirts from last year.
Oh, fabulous.
They're just as great this year. There's something about William Shakespeare running with spindly legs and bloomers on that really makes you want to run faster.
Bloomers. That's what I could wear.
You could wear bloomers.
There we go.
I don't know how comfortable they'd be for running, but you could wear them.
Do I have to run?
You can walk.
Okay. It's a run walk.
Yes, it's a run walk. And it's actually a 28 furlong, not a 5K.
Which is longer.
Barely. It is like this much longer.
I'm only running 5K.
Okay, and then you can walk the rest of it. I respect that. But put a marker where the 5K would end.
That's hilarious. Are there prizes for first, second, and third and age classes?
There are prizes by age and overall prizes for the Will Run.
Best bloomers?
You never know. We might have to make a certificate up for that one.
Okay. And then when do you need to register by, or how do you register?
You can register by going online, downloading the registration form, or just stopping by the Shakespeare office and filling it out, dropping it off there. You can get tickets for Still Dreaming online at grsf.org and clicking buy tickets. You'll want to scroll down in the list a little bit because it shows all of the shows that are happening prior to the date of the Frozen River showing, but you can get your tickets in advance, or you will be able to get them at the door too.
Right. Well, I know everybody's excited for Great River Shakespeare Festival. I know you're gearing up already for this year, Crystal, next year, I should say, for Frozen River Film Festival.
Yep, and we do have our dates, which are February 24th to the 28th in 2016, and that'll be our 11th festival. So we're very excited to be planning that already, and we've got very excited to be showing this this great film with Great River Shakespeare Festival. They've been a fantastic supporter of us, and we just love to have these community events where we can all come together and showcase what we do in partnership. Shakespeare and documentaries, Shakespeare probably could never have imagined.
Yeah, I don't think so. And we're excited for the 32nd Film Festival this summer, too. I know that our video...
Oh, yeah, it's coming
Our
out.
Video staff is working on that, too.
I know those submissions have to be in pretty soon.
July 31st. So,
okay. Oh.
I got some time yet. Well, anything else did we forget?
It's a busy time. Shakespeare is happening, and we are so excited to have everybody come and join us this summer.
Great. Well, thanks for stopping in, ladies.
Thanks,
Thank
Sari.
Thank you.
You bet.
Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're about to take you through all the happenings in and around town for the week and fill you in on KQAL's original program lineup through Friday. Be prepared to write down all the events you may be attending this week. You're listening to Don't You Know with Terry Tenseth and Doug Westerman.
The arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
You know, I was about to say that.
The lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue.
Oh, boy. So,
you know, you got to get the...
We have a lot to get through.
Of course, I start doing my vocal exercises as we go on the air, as opposed to before that we go on the air.
Well, let's micro machine man this, because we've got a large list.
I like the sound of my own voice, and I want to talk more.
I know you do. However, people just kind of want to know the events.
Nature at the Beach, Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock at Whitewater State Park. I'm telling you real information, even though I'm singing it. Great program for kids. Meet at the beach. Learn about nature at Whitewater State Park in Altoona. 507-932-3007. Again, Monday through Friday, Nature at the Beach at 1 o'clock. Free Music Monday at Watkins Manor. Chance to see, well, music and tour the facility if you have someone of that age who may need that service.
Well, it's more
in the
of a historical
future.
Tour is what it is for okay. The manor.
Winona International Dancers tonight from 7:30 to 9:30. Do you want to keep talking about that? Because you say Valencia better than I do.
Valencia. So that's over on 9th of Vila. Basically, no experience needed. Come and learn some cool ethnic dancing if you want to. Tuesday, looking at Tuesday, 9:15 to 11:15 at the Minnesota Workforce Center. They're going to help you with resumes. It's a set of talks once a week. Focus on specific topics of interest to job seekers. So you can register at minnesotaworks.net. The wood gravings of Winslow Homer are up at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum.
Okay.
They highlight the artist's prints, including landscape, nautical scenes, and the Civil War, and more. That is, again, starting this week.
Okay.
Fishing for eagles. Sounds weird, right?
Sounds odd.
Kids fish for free when they fish for eagles. Fishing poles, life jackets, and bait are provided. Sign out the equipment and take your kids fishing right here at the National Eagle Center. Kids 15 and under can fish without a license. Best of all, they can donate their catch to feed the bald eagle ambassadors.
Oh,
get it?
I get it.
Now
you're fishing on behalf of the eagles. Gotcha.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Free Student Tuesday at Minnesota Marine Art Museum tomorrow. Well, pretty much every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bring your student ID. Admission is free. Cooking for a Diabetic Diet, taking place at the Winona Volunteer Services tomorrow. That begins at 10 in the morning. I'd register now if I were you by calling 507-452-5591, okay, and reserve a seat for Cooking for a Diabetic Diet.
Tomorrow is Toddler Tuesday at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum from 10:30 to noon. It's an engaging morning for your toddler with a variety of fun. Do simple art projects together, explore the MMAM's galleries, play and snack,
and
come and go
tomorrow
as you please. And Amanda Grace will start performing there at 10:45 a.m. till 11:30.
Playing for the kiddos. She's so special.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Picnic and Playful Pursuits in the Park. I've gotten so much better at that.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow at 11 at Sobeski, bundle of activity and fun brought to you by the Park and Rec staff. Includes lunch. You need to call and make sure you reserve a lunch. It's part of the free lunch program. That number is 507-457-8258 to have a Picnic and Playful Pursuit in the Park.
Much Ado About Nothing takes to the stage for $10 Tuesday at 7 p.m.
I've got news for you.
What is it?
They are sold out.
Okay, they're sold out, but you can get on the wait list. And John and I have gone before the night of the performance for the wait list and have gotten in each time.
Okay, so wait list or Saturday matinee is the next showing of Much Ado.
Yeah,
keep going.
Breastfeeding class, one night only, 6:30 to 8:30 Tuesday at Winona Health. Meet at the reception area of the third floor. One evening class dedicated to preparing you for breastfeeding your baby. The cost of a class is $10 a couple. Minnesota Beethoven Festival has an act that I'm going to murder the name of.
You know, I'm glad you kept going because I thought she's going to stop and make me pick up
Kalichstein Laredo Robinson Trio.
It.
After 38 years of successful world over, including many award-winning recordings and newly commissioned works, this group continues to dazzle audiences and critics alike. You don't want to miss an evening of chamber music featuring trios of Beethoven, Tchaikovsky at the Page Theater. That's Tuesday from 7:30 to 9:30. Check out the Beethoven Festival online for more details. Again, Fishing for Eagles taking place,
Thursday. Thursday, correct.
Right. This is a recurring event, so I would go to the National Eagle Center to see how many days a week they actually do it.
Preschool in the Park, Wednesday at 10 a.m. at Sinclair. Strap on the sandals and sunglasses. Time to take the kids to the park. While you're there, join the Park and Rec staff for some neat activities designed specifically for the little ones. Then stick around to play cityofwinona.com or call 457-8258. Big and silver carp. Are they here yet? Oh, the Asian carp.
I see.
Very good. Noon Wednesday. It's going to run for 2 hours, I think. Is that right? Noon to two?
Well, possibly. Okay. Ranger Ed Legacy, or some call him Legacy, will share information about the fish in our section of the Upper Mississippi River Refuge, from their ecology to the frying pan. Ed will also have new mounts of these amazing fish to show, as well as others. Romeo and Juliet takes the stage Wednesday for the matinee from 2 to 5. And at Winona Health, it's the Winona Health Farmers Market across from the Winona Health parking ramp. This is their new Wednesday location from 2:30 to 5:30.
We would be remiss to not remind the folks that everything Shakespeare takes place pretty much at the PAC here on campus.
Right.
Okay. Fit for 50-plus yogurt and yogurt.
Yogurt, yeah. Yoga
there
and sunset yoga. Well, this fits you. Why don't I finish it up for you, buddy?
You sure?
Elmaro Vineyard
in
Trempealeau.
Okay, well, you talk all down, dog.
Join Laura for an evening yoga session. We've got Fit for 50-plus yoga from 5 to 6 and sunset yoga starting at 6:30 at the winery. Space is limited, so get there early, $2 per person. This is an event in Winona at the Latch Shelter. Winona Park and Recreation Department is putting this on, I think, with the Chamber. It's the Young Professionals. It says odd evening. Not sure why they're calling it that.
Odd ODD?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Barbecue and games. Bring a friend and your business cards. No charge for the Chamber, Young Professionals, and their guests. You can register by going to business.winonachamber.com and click on events. It's taking place from 5 to 7 again at the Latch Shelter at Winona Park and Rec.
Free supper on Wednesday with the Wesley United Methodist Church. It gets underway at 5:30. It's at Main and Broadway. Supper is followed by a faith formation for anyone 3 and older from 6:15 to 7:15. Child care is available from newborn to 2. Everyone is invited. Go. Pottery party?
For Ben's Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. at Simplicity Yoga and Wellness with Jen, which is at 601 East 5th Street. Milk House Pottery will be helping us put on an awesome pottery party at the studio. Join us to make your own pottery, enjoy snacks from Tansy's on Main, and help us get our foundation off the ground. You can learn more about Ben's story at Ben's Legacy on Facebook. $50 includes everything. Additional donations are welcome.
I'd like to mention three things.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first, Entertainment Wednesday at Blooming Grounds. Patty Darbo will be playing. That gets underway at 6. Then later on, about 6:30, Cruise Night at the Lakeview Drive-In. I think we said it was some kind of reptile night. It's the theme this week. You can click through at kql.org. And the third thing I would like to mention is the Lake Park Band Shell and the performance of the Winona Municipal Band beginning at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. What else do you have for Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday at 7 p.m., it's Elizabeth Haddle, the Ku Klux Klan in Minnesota at the Bookshelf.
Really?
When? 7 p.m., Tuesday. Minnesota might not seem like an obvious place for traces of the Ku Klux Klan parade grounds, but our state was once home to 51 chapters of the KKK.
Wow.
Elizabeth Haddle tracks down the history of the Klan in Minnesota, begin with the racially charged atmosphere that produced the tragic 1920 Duluth lynchings. She measures the influence the organization wielded at the peak of its
prominence within state politics and tenaciously follows the careers of the Klansmen, who continued life in the public sphere after the Hooded Order lost its foothold in the land of 10,000 Lakes. She will read from and discuss her book, which she will answer questions and autograph copies. It's a free event open to the public. Sounds like something I should be at.
It's very interesting in the fact it's also on the heels of everything that's gone down in South Carolina recently.
Right, yeah. So Yoga in the Park from 7 to 8 Wednesday evening. That's Sinclair Park. If you want to go, just show up. Big Boobs Comedy Show is taking place. It's called the Almost Homeless Comedy Hour or show, and there are two showings, 7 o'clock and 9:30.
Okay.
With nationally touring comedians that you almost know, Todd Himmler, Steve Cowan, Jeremy Jackson, Colette, and Winona native stand-up comedian Muggsy, with special guest John Russell. Hmm. They're taking a break from the road and coming home to be funny for you. If you want more information, go to Facebook and search out Almost Homeless Comedy Tour.
Okay.
Alrighty.
You want me to do karaoke at Wellington's Backwater Brewing Company? That's at 8. Then if maybe you get first at Wellington's, then you can run over to High and Low at 8:30 and do karaoke then.
If you just have to do back-to-back.
If you just have to do back-to-back. Okay.
Moving ahead to Thursday.
Oh, I get to say it again. Picnic and Playful Pursuits in the Park at 11. Which park is this one at? Sinclair Park.
You got it.
Okay. Women in Business Luncheon taking place at the Westfield Golf Club this Thursday at noon. Using effective feedback and leadership success is the theme of the luncheon. Please join us this Thursday. Sarah Huerta, certified trainer, Riverside Electronics, learn how to provide effective feedback that recognizes and motivates individuals and teams, as well as developmental feedback that helps others get back on track. Keep up the good work, by the way, Tara.
Thank you, mm-hmm. Doug.
Yoga in the Park Thursday at 12:30 at Sinclair Park. Local yoga instructors invite you to join them for a time of yoga surrounded by the green grass, fresh air. Bring your yoga mat, towel, water bottle, and a friend. Everyone's welcome. cityofwinona.com. More information.
Making Mona Lisa artwork by Priscilla Briggs is happening at the Winona Arts Center on July 15th, Wednesday.
Very good.
From 3 to 6, Briggs Works addresses the cultural convergence of Western ideas about the value and art of the mass production of Chinese oil paintings that reproduce the work of or mimic the style of European masters and render snapshots emailed as digital files. Gallery hours are Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 7 and Friday from 3 to 6 or by appointment.
When you hear Mona Lisa, don't you want to start singing Mona Lisa like Nat King Cole?
A little bit. Yeah. And then I want Italian food. I don't know why. Just do. I know. It's awful. Thursday is the sweetest.
Really, that's the funniest you've been in a long time.
Yeah, thanks. I think. I don't know. Earlier today in the office, I said something. What was it? We were talking about reptile nights for cruise nights, and I said, bring the small kids.
And I said, yeah, because they're hungry. But
yeah. Sweet Stroll downtown Thursday, 4 to 8 o'clock. This is the third annual. Business will be open late for you. Come downtown and enjoy an evening of casual shopping, sweet treats, and family-friendly fun. It's organized by the Winona Main Street Organization. Check out Sweet Stroll on Facebook. Winona Farmers Market class is taking place at Winona Volunteer Services from 4 to 5 at 402 East 2nd Street in the Chestnut Room. You want to reserve your spot by calling 452-5591.
There is a health talk taking place at the B.A. Miller Auditorium over at Winona Health. The topic is Dog Days of Diabetes. It gets underway at 5:30. It says here to not let the diagnosis of diabetes get you down. Join Ann Heesacker, a registered nurse in diabetics education at Winona Health, as we learn how to live and thrive with diabetes.
Keep going.
I would RSVP this event by calling 457-4161, or if you couldn't write that down because you're driving, that makes me happy, go to winonahealth.org for more information.
Keep going.
History on the River Cruise. Bill Wheatenbeer, early landscape artist of the Upper Mississippi, that's taking place Thursday? The 16th? Yes.
Yes.
From 7 until 8:30, special educational cruises aboard the Cal Fremling offered topics about Winona history, the river, environment, and more. Tours are 90 minutes. Beverages and light snacks are included. Do we have any other information on how to get a hold of people? No.
Anything on the river would be Winona history.
Okay.
If it's one of those events.
Beethoven Festival, Thursday at 7:30. Yolanda. Candonesis. Okay. Celebrated one of the rules. Oh, she's a harp soloist and she's good and we can't say her name. Widely regarded today's most recorded classical harpist. Okay, that's taking place at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum this Thursday as part of the Beethoven Festival. DJ Trivia at Legendary Tavern on Thursday at 7:30. Live music, Nick Foytik, getting underway at 8 o'clock at the, what do we call it? The Historic Temple Hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Jimmy Duck Holmes, the last...
Betonia Bluesman.
I don't know that word. What is it? Is it a place?
It's a... I think it's a place in
Louisiana?
Africa.
Okay. Oh, well,
or
see.
It could be Louisiana. I researched this and then I forgot.
Okay.
But well, it's at 8 p.m. and he's kind of a legend.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to be there, I believe, with... I think Mike Monson might be there.
Yeah, I got to make a note here. Butchered famous harpist's name and bluesman and the shame show. Period.
Right. Uh-huh. So that's taking place at the One on Arts Center at 8 p.m. There is a Facebook event for this. If you look up Jimmy Duck in parentheses, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
You will find the event, again, Thursday, 8 p.m. at the Winona Arts Center. At Ed's that evening,
mm-hmm.
I believe, same evening, yep, Thursday, Kind Country with J-Bone Bell will be performing at 8 p.m. across the street at Broken World Records. It's the open jam night. I believe that gets underway at 10 p.m. They provide you, like, with a whole drum kit and stuff.
Microphone.
So, I mean, yeah, you got it.
The lamp.
Friday morning, after you get over your performance at the open mic jam, you can take a Shakespeare class about Much Ado About Nothing provided by Tara Flanagan and Brian White, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. in Monet 350.
Okay.
Preschool in the Park takes place at Sobieski Park Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Again, bring your sandals and sunglasses, have some neat activities, and stick around and have fun. Winona National Bank is sponsoring the summer concert pool party at the Bob Welch Aquatic. And from 12 to 7, I believe, it's free admission all day.
That's
anyhow, fun. They are also having their famous $1 hot dog lunch. There'll be a DJ, fun, and prizes.
Busy afternoon with Shakespeare, but I'm not going to get to that right now because I forgot to tell you about the Red Cross Blood Drive taking place this Friday beginning at 1 o'clock, running until 6 o'clock, so all afternoon Friday at the B.A. Miller Auditorium over at Winona Health. Red Cross is having a blood drive. You can sign up online, redcross.org, to donate. It says here, it starts with one drop. Make a difference today. Glass Menagerie, Great River Shakespeare Festival, taking place at the Performing Arts mm-hmm. Center here on campus. The 2 o'clock matinee. Then there is the 5 o'clock concert on the green that is free. Okay.
That's Jake Illica.
Right. Thank you.
War Duo and Adam Strelo and friends. So a hodgepodge of local talent.
Keep going.
Lanesboro Community Theater starts their presentation of Mary Poppins this week and wow. next weekend. So July 17th, 18th, and 19th, and the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. $14 for adults, $12 for seniors and students. You can buy them at Granny's Liquors and also at the barn sale booth in Lanesboro or order online at brownpapertickets.com. That will take place at the St. Main Theater, I believe. July 17th, Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in concert, Robbie Crawford, Mystic Music at Sutra Global by Design in Dakota. Sutra Imports is pleased to present this evening of music. It's called Sound Healing, and it is housed in the renovated barn at 570 Main Street in Dakota. It's about 15 to 20 minutes from La Crosse at that I-90 interchange.
Mm-hmm.
Chakra-tuned crystal bowls, Indian flute, and other instruments provide a deeply relaxing and balancing experience and an interesting and restorative experience. Tickets are available by calling Kim Hammer, owner of Sutra, at 608-792-7641. They are $15 and can be paid with a credit card or at the door for $20. It is limited seating. This is an interesting kind of introspective type concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beethoven and Shakespeare living together. Unbelievable. Romeo and Juliet, 7:30 here on campus. So remember your Shakespeare festival on Friday.
Right.
You've got your Glass Menagerie at 2, your concert at 5, Romeo and Juliet at 7:30. Right?
Right.
Okay. Then Minnesota Beethoven Festival. Our favorite harpist is back. And I'm going to go for it here. Yolanda Candonesis. Okay.
It's got to be Greek.
Okay. I'll go...
So it probably is Conan Assisis, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, but she's playing again. She's a great harpist.
Great.
Outstanding.
Campfire Astronomy. Taking place at Whitewater State Park Friday night from 8 to 10. This sounds great. Looking to enrich your camping experience? Come and learn about the amazing show going on nightly throughout the summer. The planets and constellations of the summer sky can tell us wonderful stories that will enhance any camping trip. Learn what celestial wonders can be discovered with the naked eye. Contact Jeremy Darst at 507-932-3007. Again, 507-932-3007 for more information. I believe there was an email sent out recently about Pluto is going to be able to be seen pretty soon.
And Pluto just got kicked out of the solar system, didn't they, by scientists?
I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe. There was something about that.
Yeah.
Acoustic Cafe at 8 p.m. War Poets is asking the world to wake up one driving pop rock song at a time.
Oh, goody.
Hailing from the always progressive music city of Minneapolis, mastermind Rex Haberman leads the band on their third release in the past year, Searching for the American Dream, which was out early in 2015.
Right.
If you want to see this group...
Be there at 8.
Be there at 8 o'clock. Friday night karaoke roundup, the VFW at 8 o'clock, 8:30 at Winona Bowl. If you would not like to perform and watch other people perform who get paid to do it, Sandman is at Ed's No Name Bar at 9 p.m. on Friday. Broken World Records has the Levitating Train Committee at 10 p.m. Then wake up and hit the Winona Farmers Market and the Artisan Market at the same time and the same place from 7:30 a.m. to noon, located at 2nd and Main Street. All right.
Okay.
The Art of Fine Furniture. There is a free, awesome workshop taking place with Craig Johnson Saturday from 9 to 3:30. Use your The Joy of Using Handfuls of Making Furniture Free Workshop is what it's called.
I wonder if it can help me make a coffee table.
I know. I'm going to just bring this tree in and let's do something with it.
I want to maybe do like a coffee table with old hockey sticks.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Because that's kind of my vein, having had a sports background.
Yeah.
Can't do it with a basketball.
I once made a table out of an Ouija board.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just put legs on the bottom of the Ouija board.
You got it. Well, like, and I made a solid base for the board to go on to.
Gotcha.
You know, it was a project with Dad.
How'd
it was
that
fun.
Turn out?
It actually looks pretty good. However, a lot of people are very uncomfortable with an Ouija board.
You found that
table.
Out.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
You're interesting that way.
Yeah,
how you live and learn.
Yeah, I know.
Very good. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Friends of the Library meeting 9 a.m.
Motivated, are
you? Yes. Friends of the Library meeting is at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Find out more about the Friends of the Winona Public Library. Meetings are held the third Saturday of each month from 9 to 10 a.m. in the Bell Art Room of the library. Again, that's Saturday morning. Saturday, yoga in the park at 9:30 to 10:30 at Levy Park.
Okay.
Check that out. Tour of Trees, part of Great River Shakespeare Festival here on campus. Meet at the gazebo for a free one-hour tour of the trees. The thing is, we have every tree native to Minnesota in that Tour of Trees here on campus.
Correct.
That's from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Or if you'd rather sit down and look at Winona, there are the Trester Trolley Tours from 10 a.m. A narrated tour of the city lasts approximately 90 minutes and will immerse you in the history of Winona, and it departs at the East End Hotel at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Which we recommend for newcomers to our fair city.
Minnesota Marine Art Museum has Saturday guided tours from 11 to 12, free with paid admission.
Is this a Shakespeare deal?
Right.
Front
again,
porch?
We noted that Tim Federline will be here this week, if you were listening early. That front porch conversation takes place at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you want more details, grsf.org.
They have everything.
Yes.
Do this one, then I'll do the next one.
The Bundle House is having their weekend performances of The Hired Girl Gets Married on Saturday from 1 to 3. The performance takes visitors back to 1856 as the Bundles ready the house for a celebration. It is performed every Saturday and Sunday, June 27th through August 2nd at 1 and 4 p.m.
Live music by Christopher Rood this Saturday at the Amaro Vineyard in Trempealeau. Come hear a classic guitar stylings of Christopher Rood. He gets on stage at 2 o'clock. He'll play for a few hours. Here on campus, Much Ado About Nothing, part of the Great River Shakespeare Festival. Afternoon matinee presentation begins at 2 o'clock. Then there's a concert on the green at 5 o'clock. Jack Norton and Reverend Eddie Danger and the Something of Thieves.
Who knows? They don't hit. It doesn't have it in the description.
Jeez Louise. Great version. Yep. Okay, that's the concert. Then, after the concert, during the concert, I'm sorry, at 5 o'clock, same time as the concert, there's a narrated changeover.
Right, okay. So from the earlier performance.
Right, so they're going to go from, Much Ado, change the stage over for Glass Menagerie, which gets underway at 7:30. So in that time, you can watch the crew transform the stage from one performance to another.
Stephen Schmidt is performing at the Acoustic Cafe on Saturday at 8 o'clock. He'll be performing some of his songs off of his newest album, The Road. It says, bourbon barrel aged stout, The Road features a dozen richful flavored original tunes crafted by this artist. He has honed his finger picking and songwriting craft while performing professionally on and off for 40 years. Karaoke at 8 p.m. at Mankato Bar Saturday night. And Eddie Danger, after he gets off the stage at Concert at the Green, will perform with Winona's own Mike Munson at Ed's No Name Bar at 9 o'clock. And Jack Norton will go across the street, and he'll be at Broken World Records at 10 p.m. Wake up early, run off that alcohol with the well-rung 28 furlong at 8 a.m. Or maybe you'd like to sit in a boat and work it off. It's trout fishing at Whitewater State Park. Join us in the South Picnic area for some fishing fun. Equipment will be provided at this activity designed to introduce you to trout fishing to inexperienced anglers, families, and youth groups. Youngsters must be accompanied by an adult. Bring your own bait. Worms often work best. Fishing licenses and trout stamps are not required when fishing during this activity.
Shakespeare Festival is having a company conversation at Blooming Grounds this Sunday beginning at 11 a.m. It runs about an hour. You can join members of the company to ask questions about performances and things of that nature and their parts and their characters. You can even ask them like personal things, can't you? Like, where are you from?
Yeah.
How'd you get into this? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bird banding demonstration taking place at 12:30 on Sunday at the Whitewater State Park. You can join Master Bird Bander, say that 10 times fast, Greg Munson for a close-up experience with birds. Program participants will have the opportunity to handle and release birds after they have been caught in nets, studied, observed, and banded with an aluminum tag. Find out more how this scientific tool helps wildlife researchers learn more about bird populations and their natural history, including where they go and how long they live. That's at Whitewater State Park. 507-932-3007. Say, hey, can you tell me more about the bird banding deal?
There you go. Bunnell House again. Remember, their performances from 1 to 3. Or you can see Romeo and Juliet for the Sunday matinee from 2 to 5 here on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Pioneer Old Time Music and Bluegrass Jam is taking place at Whitewater State Park from 3 to 5. Imagine the songs that echoed off the bluffs in the Whitewater Valley during the days of the pioneers. Park visitors, along with bluegrass pickers and old time music players of all skill levels, are invited to recreate the music of our ancestors the third Sunday of each month, May through October. Meet at the amphitheater behind the visitors center.
All right.
Kids in the Kitchen cooking class is taking place Sunday at Hy-Vee from 4 to 5. This class will be geared for children ages 6 to 12 years old, and each child will learn how to make a few healthy treats they can enjoy all summer long. Register your child today at hy-vee.com or by contacting Jennifer Hackbarth, the dietitian, at jhackbarth@hy-vee.com or call 507-452-5411. Again, 507-452-5411. Cost is $5 per child. Again, we were talking about this earlier with Crystal Heggie and Emily from Great River and Frozen River. Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. in the PAC, they are presenting the documentary Still Dreaming, which stretches the emotional, physical, and mental limits of a group of elderly Broadway actors, musicians, and dancers as they endeavor to put on a Midsummer's Night Dream.
Mm. The Minnesota Beethoven Festival is Saturday at 7:30.
Sunday.
This Sunday at 7:30 here on campus. So I'm guessing it's happening in Sompson.
Mm-hmm.
They present Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, standard bearer of innovation of artistic excellence. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is one of the world's famous chamber orchestras. They will end the festival here on campus by a display of their distinctive approach to music in a concert featuring works by Haydn and Wagner. Thought I was going to say Wagner, didn't you?
No, I knew you were better than that. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of you. Now I'm motivated.
As well
as Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. You proud of me?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Karaoke, 8 p.m. at Rosie's Pub. There you go. That's your Sunday night. All right, coming up.
This week on KQAL, Great River Shakespeare Festival is going to be highlighted with Artbeat tomorrow, you tell me.
Yeah, Jim Poulos from New York City. He's a Broadway actor. You know, he was a star of Rent for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's in the cast. He's playing Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet. So I have him in. And then this week...
Live feed Wednesday at 6:30.
The presentation Over the Back Fence out of Lanesboro, Minnesota, the community variety show.
Okay.
Red then, Hot is the theme.
Okay. Then Culture Click takes us out of Winona with a very big event that happens in St. Paul.
Yes. The St. Paul Winter Carnival.
Going
I caught up with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's been over 100 years.
Yeah.
And so I meet with the royal family and the Vulcans.
Oh. Did they treat you nicely?
Oh, yeah. It'll be an interesting presentation.
I mean, you're back in one piece and everything.
But... It's going to be an interesting presentation, to say the least.
And then the live feed Friday at 6:30 here on KQL.
We are starting to round out the last bit of our presentations of Midwest Music Fest. I think we got 4 more shows to go.
Wow.
I'm going to highlight the first show of the North Lights Singer-Songwriter Showcase. Due to timing, we weren't able to get an interview with that group of musicians, but we'll present their concert. And then next week, we've got the interviews with the second showcase and third showcase individuals.
Outstanding. Well, good job.
Thank
the music.
You.
We have to make room for Noah. Noah's next.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We took a while, Noah.
No, good job putting things together here. If you need more information on events like these, go to kqal.org. If you'd like to submit an event for our community calendar, go to that same website, click on calendar, scroll down to submit an event. If you have an event that you think is worthy of being programming for us, you should talk to Terry here.
Yeah, give me a call at 457-5163.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Didn't mean to throw
Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.
Also, you can email me at tmarket@winona.edu.
M-A-R-K-E-T?
Yeah, because a lot of times, since we work with technology, I'll be working from another location.
Oh,
so
sure.
Sometimes I'm not in my office. So sometimes it's best to just email me. tmarket@winona.edu.
This is 89.5 KQAL Winona. We stream online at kqal.org.
We have a free app for Apple and Android.
No, we don't.
Oh, what happened?
Well, we have one for Android. We're still on hold. What we're doing in the retail business right now is called a soft open because we've redesigned our app.
Mm.
And the
I
Apple,
wondered why I couldn't download the other day.
The Apple side isn't quite ready.
Oh, gotcha. So
we,
soon.
We don't like to talk about it.
So soon?
Soon. So soon, yeah.
Okay.
So soon.
So Android, check that out.
So I would just click start automation. We're not going to do the news.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good Monday, everyone.
You too.